Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Randy Block from Cattle Facts, looking ahead to the 2019 Cattle Industry Convention in just a moment. Joining us today, Charles C. Plummer with Dow AgriSciences.
Charles, how does Arylex Active and Nuculex herbicide, how does that benefit our wheat producers?
Well, it's been a while since wheat growers have had new technology in the wheat market. Culex herbicide offers a new active ingredient, Arylex Active, which is the first member of a new chemical family of Group 4 auxin herbicides. Our area has historically been wheat on wheat, causing it over-reliance on the same class of chemistry for many years now. Because of this, producers are not experiencing the herbicide efficacy that they once did. Culex not only has a new active ingredient, but it also provides two modes of action. This allows growers to effectively control many key weed species, including resistant biotypes. Arylex Active is an effective tool for controlling ALS and glyphosate-resistant weeds, such as glyphosate-resistant marestail.
Thanks, Charlsie. For more information on Culex herbicide, contact your local Dow AgriSciences rep or visit FlexibleWeedControl.com. They'll be back. Cattle Facts will be presenting their 2019 U.S. Global Protein and Grain Outlook Seminar at the Cattle Industry Convention and the NCBA Trade Show on the 31st of January of the new year. It's one of the most popular events down through the years for the Cattle Industry Convention, where the market information advisory firm will be exploring factors driving the U.S. cattle market. Cattle Facts CEO Randy Block says the event remains very popular because it provides a variety of both domestic and international information that directly impacts the country's cattle producers.
The U.S. is one of the major players, and when you look at all these moving parts, not all producers have an opportunity to see all of these things and how they come together and the impact that one thing moving over here can have an impact over here on another part of the market. So I think this Outlook seminar really gives an opportunity for producers to connect and see a big picture.
Randy Block says taking a look at the cattle market, its history, and the different factors affecting it allows Cattle Facts analysts to have an understanding of where the market is headed, and that allows them to deliver a great presentation each year at the CIC.
It's been a very predictable cattle cycle over the last several years. We see numbers moving to a peak. Again, we're going to have our biggest production levels over the course of the next 2 to 3 years. So these global markets, domestic demand, all of those things are going to be critical on how these markets shake out and whether we're going to be able to keep the producing segment profitable.
Block says the Cattle Facts pays attention to a lot of the different moving parts of this cattle market. But he says one factor that's been especially impressive and important to cattle producers, the export market.
We've had a pretty darn significant run as far as economic growth here over the last several years, not only domestically but globally. Exports have been up double digits 3 years in a row with record beef, pork, and poultry production. So when you think about that, the question is, can we sustain that? Can we sustain that in light of all the trade wars and retaliations that are going on? Can we sneak our way through that without a major recession that has a big impact on agriculture and on the overall economy in total?
One of the great parts of the Cattle Facts Seminar is the opening element of the presentation put together by Dr. Art Douglas. He's always well received by producers, and his weather presentations down through the years have been fascinating, to say the least.
Dr. Douglas will be back with us. I believe this will be his 41st long-term outlook. He's done an incredible job. He's been so accurate on this. And obviously, for those out there that have been following, Dr. Douglas has been telling us for a year that we'd be moving into this El Nino pattern that we're seeing today. And we're off to a pretty wet start this winter, and that looks like it's going to continue right on in through the winter and on into the spring of 2019.
And Randy Block says he's very appreciative that the Cattle Facts Market Outlook Seminar is such a big part of the Cattle Industry Convention, but there's so much more that a cattle producer will be able to get if they attend the Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show is coming January in New Orleans.
It gives producers out there an opportunity to really look under the hood and see what we're doing, see what kind of things are out there today that weren't out there 2 and 3 years ago. So it's a great opportunity for us to reacquaint ourselves with existing members, customers, clients, and also have an opportunity to meet so many new people.
Randy Block with Cattle Facts. For more information about the 2019 Cattle Industry Convention, you can go to ncba.org. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up Thursday, December 13th, live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 232, DirecTV Channel 603, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Started at 8 a.m. Central Time, 25,100 head to be sold, including 5,000 yearling steers, 2,200 yearling heifers, 15,000 weaned calves. To find out the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.